Praise the Lord. Sir.
Praise the Lord.
First, giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the presence of Elder Scudder, to Mother Scudder, to Singleton, to the deacons. Certainly thank the Lord for his goodness, thank the Lord for his tender mercy, thank the Lord for allowing us to be able to come up here on a Sunday morning.
That's right.
To be in service with the saints up here in Philadelphia. Truly thank the Lord for that. It was our day started at 5. This morning, to be able to get up, get everybody dressed, and eat, and do our pickup, and be able to come on up here. We were determined to get here, be in service with the saints. I was going to say that. You don't know really all of the little detailed parts you have to do till you actually get out there and do it. You realize, as everybody says, it's not as easy as it looks. There's a lot of patience, a lot of energy that has to go into doing this for the Lord. Yeah. But I thank the Lord, I'd rather do this than be out there wasting energy for the devil. You know, the world got energy for the devil. They are motivated to serve him.
Yes, they are.
So I'm just motivated to serve the Lord in the beauty of true holiness. I thank the Lord for going down in water in Jesus' name. I certainly thank the Lord for being able to tarry around the altar until I was filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost that I'm grateful and glad for. I'm not going to hold you too long. I am glad to see Mother Beth. I didn't see her sitting right there. I just happened to look over. I'm glad to see Mother Beth. Thank you, Lord. Her and my mother were really good friends. See them huddled up together. They be laughing and joking about one another. I'm greatly glad for this to see you. So, I'm not going to hold you long. I'm going to ask Mr. Singleton to come and sing a selection, and then we'll give you what thus saith the Lord.
Okay. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
It is to you I give the glory. It is to you I give the praise. For you have done so much for me, and I will bless your holy name.
Singing,
that's right.
May not be able to sound soprano, but Holy Ghost.
Right.
What makes the
difference.
Right. That's what's so beautiful about Jesus Christ.
Jesus
is the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Is what makes the difference.
Yes. Right.
And for that, I'm grateful and glad for it.
Yes.
I'm not going to be before you long this morning because, as Elvis Gutter said, we do want to get back at a decent hour. But I do want to share a thought with you on this morning.
Yes.
I want to look at two scriptures here. I don't really know how this is going to go, but in Jesus' name,
amen.
Here I go. All right. We're going to look at Isaiah chapter number 61. Isaiah chapter number 61. Starting at verse number 1. Isaiah chapter number 61, verse number 1 through 4.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the waste city, the desolations of many generations.
And let's also look at St. John chapter number 20, verse number 31.
And for these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name.
Alright. When we look at this two verses, scripture, just want to talk to you this morning about Jesus the Christ.
Alright.
And when we look at this, we've been going over at home about a simple question of what is the word doing for your mind when you hear it?
What
is it doing when you hear these words? Is it just something you just read on a page?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or does it mean more to you than that?
Does it mean more to you? That's true.
And when you look at this verse, verse number 31, it lets us know really the sum total of all written scripture.
All
right. It said, but these are written.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not this passage.
Right.
That's all of the Bible.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All of these are written that ye might believe.
Right.
That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God,
right.
And that believing he might have life through his name. But I want to stick to that beginning part of that verse that says, but these are written. It says that you might believe. So the whole goal behind all scripture is to establish something in you that was not given at birth, and that is faith. These are written, he said, that ye might believe. Now, it's important to know this because Paul lets us know in Romans 10 and 17 that faith cometh but by hearing. We can get that really quick. Faith, Romans chapter number 10, verse number 17. So when we look at this, the word is important because it ought to do more to us than just hear it.
Right.
The word want to do something inside of you.
Right.
It wants to make a transformation inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about inside of you, inside of your mind.
Right.
It wants to put something in there that was not given at birth.
Right.
And that is the concept of faith.
Right.
And it's not just you saying you believe.
All right.
Everybody is saying out of their mouth that they believe.
Believe. Right.
But there's got to be a little bit more to go along with that lip service. There has to be some divine work to go behind what you're saying.
Right.
And as people come, we have one way, we let folk know that shouting by itself is not it.
Right.
Speaking in tongues by itself is not it.
Right.
You need to let this word establish some faith in you.
Right. Right.
You need to let it come off the page.
Right.
And one thing we said, when the word gets inside of a person, it's like an artist.
Mm-hmm.
It starts to paint a picture for you.
Right.
It begins to paint a portrait.
Right.
It's almost like you can hear someone talking to you about your life.
Right.
It's like as if everything around you is dark and the spotlight is being put right on you.
Right.
And everything about your life is coming up before Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that all of these are written that ye might believe.
Right.
Right, right, right.
Not so that you can stay an unbeliever to this word,
right,
but that you might actually believe.
Right.
Doubt and unbelief don't go together.
Right.
You cannot say you believe and still live in doubt.
Right.
We've been going over during the week. One of Satan's attacks is to move or to keep every individual in that unbelieving state.
Right.
And the reason why James said, because that man will not receive anything from the Lord.
That's
Jesus doesn't bless unbelievers.
No, he does not.
You got to come out of that guessing state.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know, we said, what are the synonyms of unbelief?
Mm-hmm.
Said no trust, no confidence, no assurance.
Right.
The basic words.
Right.
I said, but it also go a little bit deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
When your mind is in a guessing state,
right,
that is a sign of unbelief.
Unbelief. Yep.
When you're guessing about Acts 2 and 21.
Right.
Acts 2 and 21 said, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Many people look at that verse guessing. They say, I guess the Lord's name going to come alive inside of me. But Jesus said he wants his word to do more than just be a guessing thing. You need to move out of that guessing state and get into a state of assurance. And the only way that can happen, there's got to be some prayer and some fasting.
Right, right, right.
You can't get faith on your own.
Right.
It takes faith cometh but by hearing.
Right. Yep.
You've got to do more than just read these words.
Right.
Hear and recognize it is Jesus that is talking to you.
That's true.
When that woman asked, show me who Jesus is.
Right.
He said, it is he that is talking to you.
Right.
Why are you looking for another?
Right. Right.
When you hear these words, it is he.
Right.
It is Jesus Christ talking
to you.
And he's trying to put something inside of you.
Yep. Yep.
Something, a thing called faith.
Right.
The importance of faith is found in Hebrews 11 and 6, when it says, without faith, it is impossible for you to please God.
Right, right.
You're not going to meet his demands.
Right.
You're not going to meet his standards.
Right.
Not when you're in a guessing state.
Right.
There has to come a point and a time in your life.
Right.
The question is, Isaiah said, who has believed our report?
Right.
All day long.
look like we're talking to a folk that just got a deaf ear to the message.
Yes, Jesus.
But when it comes to prosperity,
Jesus,
when it comes to the
right
choir,
there,
when
right
it comes to the music, they all
right
eat.
Right there, yep.
But Jesus said, I'm trying to tell you, you got a thing on called in you
hey
called a soul.
Right.
And one day, whether you believe it or not, you're going to stop breathing.
Right.
And the question Job said,
where
when man died
right
and wasted away, where is he?
Wait.
Here Jesus Christ comes out of eternity
yes
to tell you about eternity.
Yes. Right.
Here Jesus Christ said he sweated so hard yes in prayer.
Yes.
I mean, the scripture said he sweated like drops of blood
right
in behind praying for you.
Right. Right.
He said that you might accept the message.
Right, right. That's
thank
true.
You,
that looked like love to me.
Yes, yep.
Here Jesus Christ said he sweated so hard.
Right.
I mean, like drops of blood.
Right.
Trying to pray that your mind,
yep,
that you will get a message to want to be saved.
Right.
So Jesus did that.
Yep.
Wasn't your mother, wasn't your father.
No.
It was Jesus.
It was Jesus.
That's why I love to see when people have no mother and father, hear the message of Jesus.
Right,
they
right
find out that somebody actually loved them.
Right, right.
Somebody
right
thought their soul was worth
yeah
enough
yep
to die for.
Die for, that's right.
Jesus thought you were worth enough
yep
to die for.
Right.
To suffer.
Yep.
To bleed.
Yep. Yep.
And to die.
Right. Right, right.
So much so that the angels begin to question
yep
his love toward you.
Right, right.
When you didn't even know yourself.
Right, right.
Jesus had you in his mind.
Yes, he did.
And he took the time
Jesus
to make himself a body.
Yes, he did.
He came on down here
yep
through 42 generations
yes
to suffer, to bleed,
yep,
and to
and
die.
Yes, he did.
Jesus.
So that you might have a right.
Yep.
I mean an actual right
yep
to the tree of life.
Right.
Jesus knew something we are yet struggling
Jesus
to understand.
Right.
Sin and its impact
yep
on
yep
the human
yep
life.
Yep.
How sin messed up all up your mind.
Yes, it did.
You came forth out of your mother's womb. Speaking lies.
Yes,
and you grew up with the lie.
Yes,
the lie that I can do it all by myself.
Right.
That I, if I go to church, if I confess with my mouth
Jesus
and believe in my heart
Jesus
that Jesus is Lord,
Jesus
I shall be saved.
Jesus.
But little do you know,
Jesus
had a message one day
right
with a brother named Nicodemus.
Right.
He told Nicodemus,
yes,
except or unless
amazing
a man is born of a water spirit,
yes,
he cannot enter
yep
into the kingdom of God.
Right.
The kingdom of God
Jesus
cometh not with observation.
Jesus.
Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there.
Yep.
For the kingdom that
Jesus,
Jesus was talking about,
yep,
it is within
Jesus
you.
Yep.
Jesus.
Jesus.
But these are written.
Yes, it is.
Jesus put this message for Nicodemus
yes
in there.
Yep.
Yes.
And he's talking to you.
Yes,
he's talking to you.
Yes,
he said, these are written.
Hear
the voice of Jesus
yes
talking to you right now.
Yep.
You said, what is Jesus saying to me?
Saying?
These are written.
Yes, yes, yes.
That ye might believe.
Jesus.
That you might do more than just hear it.
Right.
You might do more than just see it.
Yep.
But you might believe
it. Yep.
Believe that Jesus is the Christ.
Right.
The word Christ in the Greek
yep
is the word Christos,
yeah,
which means the anointed
yep
one.
Yep.
Jesus has been qualified.
Yes, he has.
He has a specialty
yes
that the world don't have.
Right.
Jesus can save you.
Yep.
He is the Savior of the world.
Yes, he is.
He's trying to save you.
Yep.
You ask the question, what does Jesus want to save me from?
Uh-huh.
He's not trying to save you from a house.
No.
He didn't come to save you from a car.
No.
He didn't come
Jesus
to deliver you
Jesus
from belonging to a church.
No.
just belonging to Philly, belonging to one way, is not going to do. Jesus came to save you from your sin. In other words, to save you from self, to deliver you from self. Isaiah saw it again.
Yes, he
said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Prophesying of who Jesus would be. He has anointed me. He has qualified me. I got a specialty that is in me that you're not going to find in the world. The woman with the issue of blood found that specialty. Just as that when she touched the heel of his garment, the issue that she suffered with for 12 long years got dried up in her body. She said she felt it in her body. All of a sudden, her and Jesus had a connection. She began to recognize that Jesus is the Christ. She said Jesus stopped in his truck. Said, who touched me? The disciples said, Lord, you know all these people. How can you say who touched me? Jesus said, I felt virtue in on me. I felt my anointing leave out of me. And it went on into that distance.
Yes,
and her and Jesus had a connection.
Yes,
when you get Jesus on the inside, when you get away from the shout, come away from the tongue, get into the name, it'll save you.
Yes,
it's an inward saving work. Jesus wants to save you on the inside.
Yes,
salvation is an inside job.
Yes, it is.
It's an inside work.
Yes,
His anointing needs to be felt on the inside, not on the outside.
Right.
Let Jesus work on the inside. Jesus said, I will work, but who will let me? Who is willing to believe that Jesus is the Christ? And that by believing, you can have life through his name. God has a name, not just his body, his name is anointed.
Yes.
Philippians 2 and verse number 9, that God has highly exalted him and given him a name. It's not a weak name, not a dried up name. It hasn't lost its strength because of unbelief. It still stands tall. It calls out to the world, my name is salvation. And if you get out of self, if you ignore who you are and get into the name, that name will save you.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Oh,
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. His name is salvation.
His name.
Jesus.
As the name of Jesus.
Yep.
Every knee.
Yeah.
I'm talking about his name.
Yeah.
Gotta call away from God.
Yeah. Right.
Paul said, a name has been exalted.
Yeah.
Name has been lifted up.
Yeah.
A name can go inside your mind when it's troubled.
Yeah.
And they can speak a word of peace to your mind.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking about the name.
Jesus.
When you feel like you can't make another step.
Right.
When it looks like folk ain't paying you no attention, the name will comfort you.
The name.
I mean, because it's been exalted.
Yeah.
It's got a power in it. I don't care what you do.
Right.
And you ain't going to find it in any other.
Right.
Acts 4:12 said neither is there salvation
in any other.
I don't care where you go to.
Right.
Neither is there salvation found in any other.
Right.
I don't care how much you talk on the telephone.
No.
You won't find salvation
in any other.
No. I don't care what your children do.
Yep.
How nice and sweet they look.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no salvation in your children.
Right.
Jesus said you need my name.
Right.
You don't just want it. You need it. You need it to function.
Yes.
To be able to think straight.
Jesus.
You need the name to move in your life.
Right.
And without that name, There is no remission of sin.
No.
There can be no forgiveness.
Yeah.
There can be no Holy Ghost power.
No.
See, all of it is in the name.
In the name.
That's why I love when they used to stop the music.
Uh-huh.
When people were tarrying.
Because
our pastor wanted to see,
yeah,
was the name doing anything for you?
Yeah.
Was it setting your soul on fire?
Because
he understood that the name has been exalted.
Yeah.
It's a powerful name.
Yes, it
has stood the test of time.
Yes.
It has weathered every storm.
Jesus.
It has outlived every unbeliever,
yes,
and every thought.
Jesus.
One writer said that they're going to come to a grip,
yep,
where they're going to acknowledge, yep, Jesus,
yep,
is the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
That's
the
truth.
In the name of
that's
Jesus.
You may not believe it.
Yes, Lord.
But the Lord is still saying,
yes, yes,
these are
written.
Yep.
Written.
That ye might believe. Where are you in your faith this morning? Where are you in your faith this morning?
Jesus.
Are you still in a guessing state?
Jesus.
Lord, move me from a guessing state. I want to be assured about this thing. I want to be assured about my salvation.
Because
I know I'm going to stop breathing.
One day.
That is a reality.
Yes.
Regardless of who refuses it,
yep,
I got news for you this morning.
Jesus.
Death is a reality.
Yep.
And all of us are not going to be 90,
nope,
when we leave here.
Nope. Nope.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus came out of eternity,
Jesus, Jesus,
to tell us about giving up the breath of life.
Yes, 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 yes.
He said, a day is coming.
Yep.
He said, an hour,
yep,
is with him,
yep, yep,
when you are going to stop breathing.
Yep.
And you're going to have to give up the breath of life.
Yep.
And you're going to have to step on over into eternity.
Yeah.
And in eternity, there are not multiple places,
right,
for you to go.
Right.
See, I want that thought to be in your mind.
Right.
See, the word is written,
Jesus,
that you might believe in
it. That's the truth.
You got to come away from the movement.
Yes.
And you got to understand this is written,
yes,
for you.
Yes.
Jesus said, because I'm trying to get you to believe.
Believe it. Yes.
Satan wants you to stay an unbeliever.
Yes.
An unbeliever will never be saved.
No, they won't.
He'll never be delivered.
No, he won't.
He'll never see Jesus'
that's
name,
right,
come alive.
That's
but a person that wants to see his name come alive,
yep,
they got to get into his name.
Yes.
They got to learn to turn that place down,
yes,
and they got to fast,
yep,
that the,
yep,
Lord will bring them,
yep,
move them into, yep, a confident,
yes,
state, a believing
a
state.
Believing.
You got to be like that man that had the son,
yep,
that said, Lord, I believe,
help
thou now my unbelief. There's a part of me,
yep,
that is still struggling.
Yes.
I need to overcome it.
Because
I want to see this,
yes,
word,
Jesus,
come off the page,
Jesus,
and get into my life.
Jesus.
I want to see the name of
Jesus
walk up and down inside,
Jesus,
of me,
Jesus,
like a natural man,
Jesus,
to move the evil tendency,
Jesus,
take away the sins of sex,
Jesus,
out of my body,
Jesus,
and let my soul praise you,
yes,
like it would be.
Yeah.
Folks sit from day in to day out.
Yeah.
They travel far and near,
yeah,
trying to get deliverance,
Jesus,
and don't know where deliverance
is. Yeah.
Jesus said, these are written,
yeah,
that you might know where your deliverance is.
Yeah.
That Jesus is your deliverance.
Yeah.
To be the Christ,
yeah,
means Jesus is your deliverance.
Yeah.
Jesus is your way maker.
Yeah.
He is your bread when you're hungry.
Yeah.
He, yep, becomes the water,
yep,
when you're thirsty.
Yes.
He is a company keeper.
Yes.
He fills all space,
yes,
and time.
Yes.
He comforts the lonely.
Yes,
he calms the confused.
Yes, he
becomes your peacemaker.
Yes,
when you feel like you're in trouble.
Jesus.
I'm talking about Jesus.
Yes.
The exalted Christ.
Yes.
The Christos.
Yes.
The one anointed.
Yes.
To be your bread. Be your water,
yep,
be your strong tower,
yep,
to be your deliverer,
yep,
in the time of trouble.
Yep.
Jesus is all of that.
Yes,
that's why Isaiah said his name shall be called. Those that got his name,
yep,
can agree with Isaiah.
Yes, yes.
There's a whole lot of people that can't agree with Isaiah.
No.
But the saints got his name.
Yes,
and we call him. wonderful. The mighty God. The everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. I'm talking about the name of Jesus. Paul said, yeah, if you don't know his name, you don't know Jesus. To know Jesus is to know his name. Apart from his name, you have no life. You are walking around alive naturally. You got on a suit. You brushing your teeth. Comb your hair. But you are dead spiritually. To know Jesus is to know his name. I need to see his name manifest. It got to come off the page. Give it to me. Make me feel brand new. From the inside out. See, I realize in my life, nothing else can help me. But Jesus, when it looks like you're going down for the third time, scripture says the master of the thief begin to heal your despairing cry. And from the water, Jesus lifted you. David said, the Lord's name pulled me up from out of a horrible pit. Place my feet on a rock to stand. You don't know what that rock is. Isaiah called it a tried stone. A tested stone. In Acts 4 and 11, he said it is that same stone that was said and none of you built. You rejected his message, but it is the head of the church. The blood of Christ. The name of Jesus. And he said, neither is there salvation in any other. But there is no other name.
Jesus saw me like a sheep without a shepherd.
together. He began to talk to me. He began to reason with me. He said, come down and let us reason together. Thank Jesus that one day, before I was even born, Jesus knew me. Just like he did Jeremiah. He said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Not only did I know you, but I ordained you. That is a synonym for sanctification. Jesus set me apart from the rest of the world. When I didn't even know who I was. Didn't even know I was dead in trespasses and in sin. I looked guilty in the sight of Jesus. One day I heard that a body was formed. It came on down through 42 generations. Scripture said they heard the angels cry. Why, Lord Jesus? After 400 years of silence, they found John the Baptist in the wilderness of Judea. Scripture said his food was locusts and wild honey. He needed to sustain his message. Went out there and started preaching the message of Jesus. That it started with repentance. That you got to want to make a change in your life. John said you got to be sick of you. And if you're not tired of you, you're not going to come to Jesus. Thank Jesus that John said he kept on preaching that message. Looking for the coming of Jesus Christ. Didn't know when, but he saw it in a vision. That's what faith is. You got to see it before it happens. It got to become your evidence of a thing not seen. John knew it was going to happen one day. John said in the middle of his message, he saw one coming down near the Jordan River. Hallelujah, Jesus. John began to preach. He said he just didn't see a body. He said, but he saw the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, which come to take away the sin of the world. John said, Jesus said, suffering to be so now. I need to be baptized in you. John said, how is it? Knowing who you are. That's why you got to know who Jesus is. He can't let folks sway you. Talk to and fro with every wind of doctrine. You got to know it for yourself. That's why you got to be born again. So you can know Jesus for yourself. We got to get at an altar and call him by name. We got to learn to be still and concentrate on Jesus. And let that name do for you what you can't do for yourself. And that is deliver yourself. You can't free yourself from yourself. You need a name. You need a power above all power. You need a battle lap. In the time of trouble, and the trying to take it all wrapped up in the name of Jesus. That John said, suffer the peace on that. Jesus said, John said, how is it? You tell me that I need to baptize you. Jesus said, John said, of whose shoes? The latches I'm not even worthy to unloose. Jesus said, do it. John took them down. You ask the question, why did Jesus have to be baptized? And Jesus was no sin. But Jesus knew he had to step into his role as the high priest, into his priestly office. And in order to satisfy that demand, the requirements for a priest was he had to be washed and anointed. Jesus Christ had to be washed to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus Christ was so into trying to satisfy his own requirements. What do you think about you? If Jesus was focused on satisfying his law, what you think about you? The Lord Jesus says, you got to be born again. When are you going to meet that requirement? When are you going to make that a top priority? When are you going to get away from the building and get into salvation? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. John took him down. And then when he came up out of the water, then Jesus made sure that he was completely covered. That not a stitch of his body was left uncovered. Jesus went all the way down up underwater. And in case you don't know the deepness of the Jordan River, is not a quick thing.
No.
It took a while to take Jesus down.
Yep.
When he came up, the book of Mark said he came up straight with, up out of the water. That means he came straight up and he was covered in water from head to toe. Hallelujah, Jesus. All of a sudden, John said it wasn't over.
No.
Scripture said the Holy Ghost started to descend just like a dove. He said, John said, I saw it coming down. I saw it coming down. He said he saw Jesus fulfilling that office of a high priest. After which time, Jesus began to show himself to the priest and to the Sadducees. He began to prove his identity. That who he is, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. They still rejected him after he healed the body, after he fed them when they were hungry, after his own disciples. He began to ask a question to them. Who do you say I am? They still didn't get it. Who Jesus is. He said, thou say thou art Jeremiah. Thou say some of my life to journey life. Jesus said, no, that's not what I'm looking for. Get back at the altar and stay there till you get the answer. One day Peter got the message and came down from heaven. He said, I believe that you are the Christ. You are the deliverer. You are the way maker. In other words, Peter said, I don't see nobody healing me but you. If you don't heal me, I won't be healed. If you don't rescue me at the rapture, I cannot go.
Right.
If I'm not saved when you call, I've got to go to hell. Because
right.
I see you as the Christ.
Yep.
Thank Jesus. Jesus began to tell him, flesh and blood did not reveal. Thank Jesus, the intellect didn't get this.
Yo.
It's got to be revealed from Jesus that he is the Christ.
Yes.
And apart from Jesus, you cannot be saved. You need to call him till you realize Jesus is the Christ. You need to seek him until you see him as your Savior. Not for somebody else. Not for your children. Not for your spouse. James said you need to behold yourself. When you look in that mirror, the Lord, you need to see you. And you need to deal with you. Just one-on-one. You and Jesus. I love the book of Revelation. Because it was John and Jesus. One-on-one. He didn't have no interference. He was on that Isle of Patmos. That Isle of Patmos that was once a place of exile became a place of blessing. Because he began to see Jesus for who he is. When he saw for who he is, I fell at my feet
as though
I was dead. Jesus had to take him and said, fear not, I am he that liveth, that was dead, but I am alive forevermore. It don't matter who reject me, I'm still alive forevermore. And I got the key. I got the key of both hell and death. If you want to be saved, you got to get with Jesus, because Jesus got the key. No one else has the key. Scripture said he took some keys from him that had the power of death. That is the devil. And he came to deliver them. Come on, he came to deliver them. Come on, it's more than just sitting in the seat. You're here because he came to deliver you. Remember, you cried out with tears and with much sweat. You cried to want to be delivered. Jesus said, I've come to set you free, to let the oppressed go free. Oppression is an inward work.
It is
an inward behavior. He came to set the captive free. Sin had to bow. But Jesus lifted me when I felt like I was sinking. Looked like that name came about. I called him and I kept calling him. I had to see him in my mind. I told the saint the other day, you got to get a visual. Let that word paint a picture for you. in your mind where you start to see yourself before the very throne of God himself. Look like you ought to get down at his feet. Look like you ought to talk to him about your sin. You ought to tell him, have mercy on me. Like that woman that came in the house. Scripture said sin was on her mind. She beheld herself. She saw she was filthy. She was in her sin, but she found it in her heart to seek Jesus. She didn't care who Jesus was talking to. She didn't care who he was tending to. He had to deal with her. Scripture says she began to cry with tears. Said, Lord Jesus, help me. Scripture said Jesus stopped in his conversation. She hollered so loud. Scripture says she wailed with tears in her eyes. Begin to wash the feet of Jesus. Letting her know I don't deserve all of what you've done for me. How you're keeping me. Through every test and every trial. I can't do nothing but stand here. Because you've been my best friend. Lord Jesus, just stop for one moment. And just see about me. Just come by and deliver me. You said you were Savior. Lord, prove that thing to me. Jesus said he looked down at her. And said her tears were many. Her sins were many. He said, but she has not ceased. Has not stopped washing my feet. Since I've been talking to you. You didn't have a mind to do it. But somebody else got the message. Who Jesus is. They saw it in their mind. They made their way to Jesus. They said, Lord Jesus, I want to be saved. And Jesus said, he will know why. Turn you away. Hallelujah. He delivered that sister.
He
came out of that house feeling delivered. I think about that man that was at the pool of Siloam. It's unique in the fact that in the Greek, it was called the house of mercy. You know, one day Jesus was found in the house of mercy. Came by and delivered their brother. Jews got upset with him because he was helping them on the Sabbath. They said, you know it's unlawful for you to deliver people on the Sabbath day. Jesus said, do you know where you are? You are in the house of mercy. If I don't deliver, you have no part with me.
That's true. That's true.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's true.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
But these are written.
Yep.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Can you see it in your mind?
Yeah.
After all of this word, can you see?
Can you see?
Can you see yourself?
Yep.
Not Nicodemus. Can you see you talking to the Lord?
Jesus.
Can you see Jesus telling you? That except you were born again, of both water and spirit, there is no way possible, that you can enter into the kingdom of God. See, these are written that you might believe that. You got to believe that you got to be born again. You got to realize life is more than just what meets the eye. There's a greater substance in the land. There's a greater power in the earth. Paul said that you might know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that by believing, you might have life. Now, in order for you to have life, evidently something in you got to be dead. Why would Jesus tell you you got to have life if you already got it? Evidently, there's something he see in you that is dead. Come on. There's something he sees in you that is dead. It is called your soul. Sin made the soul die. Way back in the garden. When Adam and Eve ate from that tree, every human born of the Adam was born dead. You realize that bacteria, it was a genetic trait. It got in your bones. It passed through every bloodstream. Through every conversation. Sin always made its presence known. That there it is in that generation. And it's in that generation. And it took Jesus Christ. Hang on Calvary. to suffer, to bleed and to die. That's how much sin cost.
That's
how much it cost.
Jesus.
It was more than money. Y'all, to redeem your soul, it was more than money.
Wow.
It was more than faith. Nothing in the earth could redeem you. Nothing in the earth could save you.
Jesus.
I mean, when you were born, you were moments away from spending eternity in hell's fire, in conscious suffering. But here Jesus Christ, in his humble state, that's why Paul said, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus had a mind to save you. He said, how do we know it? He said, who being in the form of God? He thought it not robbery. That means a takeaway. He didn't think he was taken away from himself to take on a body. See, to take on a body was Jesus lowering himself. See, the Lord had a glory of that just flesh couldn't show. It was like that body was hiding the glory of God. He said it, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself.
No reputation.
Knowing what God said, he made himself a body that would be of no reputation. Came on down here, walked the earth, just to prove to you that he is the Christ. And if you can't see that in your mind, you are in trouble. The word is what saves you. You need this word to get inside of you. Let this word get inside of your mind. Let it stop the thoughts. Let it show that you're guilty before Jesus Christ. What do you mean? I come to church. I sing in the choir. I speak in tongues. I'm a faithful deacon on the deacon board. I'm a good mother. In the church, I clean the church. I spray the church. But Jesus said, I ain't got no interest in you. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to burn all of it. God said, I'm looking for your soul to be saved. What is the state and the condition of the soul? You can be here every day from sun up to sundown. But what condition is your soul in? Are you willing to make a change in the soul? That's what I love about Jesus. He's soul focused. People are body focused. But the Lord got an interest in your soul. Bless the soul, Lord. We sing that song on Friday night at the prayer. Bless my soul, Lord. Come on. And bless the soul. Come on, Jesus. Bless my soul. I got to get out of this body. I got to get out of the thoughts concerning this body. And I need you to bless the soul. Because I need the soul is what needs blessing. When I leave out of here, I got to deal with a thing called life. And my time is up. I got to deal with a thing called life. And life got many humans by the horn. They're controlling the head of that bull every which way. But you need to go beyond that. Say, Lord, bless my soul.
Bless my soul.
See, when my soul get blessed,
Jesus,
I can deal with life a little bit better.
Right.
I won't be so evil all the time.
Right.
When the Lord bless my soul,
my
if you get up from the altar, you still angry, get back there. Say, Lord, bless my soul. If I still feel depressed when I get up from the altar, get back down. Say, Jesus, bless my soul. Lord, I need the soul that needs blessing. I need to get out of this body. See, one thing we were talking about, the power of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is a portion of Jesus' Spirit. It gives you a portion. That portion fills you up. But one day we're going to know Jesus in a different fashion. We're going to know Jesus in his fullness. See, right now the body, it hinders us from praising Jesus the way we really want to. But one day Jesus said, you're going to know me differently. You're going to know me in my power, in the fullness of Jesus, where there will be unlimited restrictions to praising Jesus. Come on, can you imagine what it will be like to be in an unrestricted praise? Come on. In an unrestricted praise. An unlimited praise. You're not bound about time and body. You can praise him in the morning. You can praise him in the noonday. You will praise him all day long. You will get to know joy in his fullness. You're going to know peace in his fullness. You're going to know contentment in his fullness. You're going to know what satisfaction is in his fullness. Every saint that is made in with Jesus got to know Jesus in his fullness. That's why I'm longing to see the day when I get to see Jesus. I get to experience joy in his fullness. I'm going to realize that my body couldn't take it. That's why I got to have me a new one so I can absorb everything that Jesus will give me at his coming. He said, behold, I come quickly, and I got a reward for you. He said, you have me seen it. Eyes have not seen it. Ears have not heard it. The joy, the peace that is going to come to you at his coming. All you got to do is hold on to him. Don't let life take you from your position in Jesus Christ. Oh, I want to know it. That's why I'm calling Jesus. That's why everyone at One Way, we all on the altar. Because I want to know. I want to see Jesus and the power of his resurrection. Why? Because I know there's a day coming. I can see the rapture. I can see Jesus breaking through the clouds. I realize this word is just not for me to hear it. I got to see it. After all that I've been through, so much life has taken away the vision of the people. But I thank the Lord that I can still see my vision. When he gave me long time ago that he was on his way back, I can still see that the day is getting ready to break. That he's getting ready to come through the clouds. I can still see that thing. When I see it, I have to say, thank you, Jesus. Because I realize the enemy has taken people's vision. He has taken it from them. Where they once held on to their vision, they lost it. They lost the vision. And the scripture said, where there is no vision, you better believe the people are going to perish. I can still see the day coming when all the saints are going to be with him. He ain't going to say one word. He's just going to shine as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I still see that vision. And every time I see it, I still say, Lord, I want to be saved. I want to be in the rapture. I can't help who don't want to go. I'm like Bishop, if my children don't want to go, don't hinder me. If my wife don't want to go, don't get in my way. I got my vision. I see it in my mind. And I got to ask the Lord to help me to hold on to my vision. The enemy is blowing left and right. But I got to hold on to my vision. While I'm in my seat, help me to hold on to my vision. Why? Because the Lord is on his way back. He's coming. Every second you ought to hear his foot stomping closer to you. Every time the clock ticks, tick tock. It ought to put something in your mind. The Lord is on his way back. When you're home getting you a sandwich, sitting down looking at TV, just remember the Lord is on his way back. When you're hanging out with a whole bunch of people ain't got no mind to be saved, just remember Jesus is on his way back. When you realize, when you feel like you can do bad all by yourself, just remember the Lord is on his way back. He's steady coming. One writer said, if I him coming from a far church, he's coming back to see what his church is doing. How will he find you? Will he find you in the service? On your knees calling his name? Or will he find you in an unbelieving state where he'll see the enemy got you? He got you in an unbelieving state. Don't want the Lord to catch me that way.
No.
That's why we're on our knees. See, I want people to understand, you got to call Jesus. There's no other way that I know of. Right, this is not a popular way. It's not a common way. But it's a way that will save you. It is a way that will keep you. That's why you ought to love where you are. You're not in a place that's trying to accommodate your emotions.
Right.
you in a place where people are interested in your soul.
Yes.
See, that's the Lord's preacher.
Yep.
The Lord's preacher is just like his Lord.
Yep.
It's interest in your soul.
Yep.
That's why we're there calling Jesus.
Right.
And I know when people have a problem calling Jesus, I know you're in trouble.
Right.
I know the enemy is working hard on that mind. But I'm praying that the Lord will turn that mind around. Bring you back to the place where you first believed. Where you got your connection in the beginning. When you got out of yourself and you just called him. When you abandoned your children and your spouse in your mind and just let that thing be between just you and Jesus. That's why I love we don't have no music. Because I want that thing to be just between. You understand what I'm saying? I want that thing to be just between you and Jesus. I want you to ignore the surrounding area. That's what we call it at home, the surrounding area. Your children, what building you are in. You got to neglect and ignore all of that. Because Jesus said, I'm standing here. When are you going to get the attention put on me? He said, if you come to me and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Lord said, I'll bless you. You'll realize I've been there all the time. As that song say, after all of my tears. Said Mother Johnson, that's what she said, after all of the years. Said after all of the fears. Said Jesus was still there. Said he was waiting patiently. I mean a long time. He let you go out there and do your thing. And he still brought you back into a place. A place. A unique place. Where his name is there. Come on, and you realize his name ain't in every building.
No, it's not.
And all the people are preaching prosperity and good fortune. But the Lord brought you to a specific place. A place where his name is. Then you're going to turn and walk out on it. Then the only thing that's left for you is a judgment. Jesus said, because if you have a problem with his name, you got a problem with me. Because I am Jesus. If you got a problem with his name, you got a problem with Jesus. Because he is Jesus.
You
must remember those things. Remember those things. The Lord brought you, he brought you here.
Hallelujah.
He kept you here all these years of anniversary. He kept you all because you didn't deny his name. I know the battle has not been easy. I don't know the ups and downs of everything. But I know Jesus has kept you. I know that you haven't denied his name. I still see you got a mind to call him. That lets me know Jesus is keeping you. You have a mind to faith. That means Jesus is keeping you. See, thank God to realize we've got to encourage one another. Just as much as I need you, you need me. Because people, the enemy is not playing with us.
No, he's not.
He's trying to stop all of the Lord's work. But Jesus said the gates of hell shall not prevail against this church.
That's right.
Many tears. Many battles. Some have been good. Some have not been so good. But you're still here. You still got a mind to call his name. That's the beautiful part of Jesus. Beautiful part of Jesus, you may not have $1 million in the bank. But you got his name. Come on. Come on. You got his name. You got more than a man with $1 million got. Come on, you got eternal life. Come on, you got a hope beyond the grave. Come on, people paying $200 an hour to try to get a hope beyond the grave. And they can't find it. But you got it. That's why I say you're blessed. Come on, when you got a hope beyond the grave, or you got it made. They say, come what may. Say what you want. The church is going back with Jesus Christ. Those that have been born again. Born of both water and spirit. Those that look like the disciples in the upper room. See, those are the people that are saved. Come on, when you got the upper room experience, you got it. When you in a place where a person say, just come on in and call his name. We don't want no position right now. The upper room, they ain't had no position. Everybody was on their knees.
Because
the whole 120 was on their knees crying out to Jesus. Just scripture said, in prayer and in supplication. Scripture said, and on the day of Pentecost. Jesus found them folk obedient to his word. They were still in prayer and in supplication. Scripture all of a sudden looked like they heard a sound in the room. He said it was like a rushing, mighty wind. Said nothing, it just filled the house. Come on, it just, it, the Holy Ghost is not private.
No, it's not.
When you get the Holy Ghost, the saints feel it. It fills the house.
It
like it goes from heart to heart and breast to breast.
See,
and it won't just be you saying you say, but we'll feel it too. It'll go from heart to heart and breath to breath. So that thing just filled the house. Said them folk came out of there just looking drunk. Because the folk knew that something had taken place. Said, what mean is this? Said, are these drunk with new wine? Peter said, no. I want you to know this is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. And he gave it at the end. He said, it shall come to pass. I'm so glad that I'm a part of that. It shall come to pass. That whosoever shall, not whosoever quicken, not whosoever tongue, not whosoever on a deacon, whosoever shall call
on
the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now you got to go home and think about that. And say, am I found calling Jesus? Or am I into the things of this life? Things of this life is going to perish. So we pray and trust you got something out of the message this morning. Amen. As I said, no, we're not in running over one way, but that's all right. That's all right. I like it small. It's good to know that. Bishop said the Lord said a traveler every now and then. Because I know what this message is. Everybody won't accept this message. But I'm glad that one day I did something about this message. Stop ignoring. Stop trying to shout my way through it. Quicken my way through it. And I said, come on and let's hear it. What the Lord has to say to me. And when I finally calmed down and listened to what he said. When I listened to what he was saying. And I knew he knew my life. Jesus knows your life.
Yes, he does.
He is already tell the saints at home, he's not going to live in the lie with you.
No.
You might live in the lie, but he's never going to support you. When he comes to you, he's going to always tell whether it hurts your feelings or not. He's going to tell you the truth.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. What are you going to do with it? When you hear truth. James said, are you going to see yourself and then go with his way? In other words, you're going to continue doing it your way? Or are you going to make it up to go against that thing inside of you? That thing of fighting and biting. You're going to go against it.
Jesus.
Say, Lord, I need to get my soul
right.
So we pray and trust you got something out of the message on this morning.
Thank you,
the Lord may have been glorified. And through the message, that maybe someone might say yes to the word and the will of Jesus. The will of Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
is that all men be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. And the truth is, whether you know it or not, is that you got to be. You got to be born again. Jesus let us know what you got to be born of. So you got to be born of water and spirit. When Jesus had given the disciples that instruction before he ascended, he told them to go into the city of Jerusalem. He said, and to tarry until ye are endued or crowned with power from on high. Notice Jesus gave the specifics of that power. He said it's got to come from on high.
Yes.
It's not a power that you can find in earth.
Jesus.
It won't be a power found in family and friends. It's a power that only comes from Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The disciples, when they came out of that mountain, they obeyed that message.
They
did not buck it. They did not rebuke it. But the scripture said they went on up into an upper room. And they stayed there for a while. On their knees calling Jesus. And on the day of Pentecost, scripture said there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. Next thing you know, they were clothed with power from on high. They had cloven tongues. Scripture said it was like as a fire. And that thing sat. It sat upon each of them.
Yes, it did.
And the scripture tell me that it was 120.
Yes.
So you can imagine the power,
yes,
the noise. Scripture said it was noise abroad.
Yep.
When you get the Holy Ghost, it won't be no quiet thing.
Right.
That thing will be noise abroad.
Yes, Jesus.
That all will know,
Jesus,
that you have truly been born again.
Jesus,
if
Jesus,
you have not had that experience,
right,
that experience,
right,
we invite you to come right now.
Right.
Come to Jesus.
Oh,
come to Jesus.
Jesus.
Come to Jesus just now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. Oh, He will save you.
Oh,
He will save you. He will save you just now. Oh, Scudder, let's receive him with a hearty amen.
Praise the Lord.